I also agree that it's sometimes simple to blame the complex standards, but the standards are to some extent a reflection of the complexities in the business world, which have increased too. So sometimes I find it a bit unfair to blame the complexities only on the standards. That's one observation. The second observation is that when you look at the exposure drafts and you compare that to the final product and the final standard, you see that the standards, that the complexity increased significantly over time due to all the outreach, the consultation, the feedback of stakeholders, etc. And we've just heard about IFRS 9, and I teach IFRS 9 in a very detailed fashion at Mannheim, so I can really say the standard started out much simpler than it ended up being due all the outreach and the feedbacks. So I think the standards are the final product of all our activities, so it's not only the ISB to blame, but also the corporate reporting environment in general, in all fairness. Yeah? That shouldn't be a defense, and I fully agree that otherwise you would have to discuss on a standard-by-standard basis. And I also agree that the IFRSs, which started off very much principle-based, whether they are still principle-based, given the volume, that's another question. Yeah. But in all fairness, we have to consider the complexity of the world and the process as it is being reflected in the standards as well. That's my personal observation.